This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. 11:15 this morning. We'll go around the NFC East and update on the 2-1 Eagles, 2-1 Cowboys, and 0-3 New York Giants. Surprisingly poor to start their season. The Redskins were ranked 7th in the NFL.com power rankings that came out yesterday. We won't react to that, but let's pull up the power rankings and kind of go through the top of their board first to try to make some sense with where they've got Washington.
Let me grab that. Go ahead. Can you get us started for it? My internet all of a sudden decided that now's not the time.
All right. So with the Redskins being listed 7th, for me, I think a couple things jump out. First, I think we've become way too reactionary as an industry to every single week in the NFL. That is player-related, that is team-related. After 1 week, we think that a team is terrible that played poorly.
The New England
Patriots were down. Tom Brady might be done. In week two, the Patriots come out and light up a terrible defense, the Saints, and Tom Brady plays great. And then we swing the pendulum the other direction, and I see people writing columns saying this guy's going to play till he's 43 years old. In the case of the Redskins, they didn't play a very good game against the Eagles. It was the only game, the only sample we had. So the opinion was this team stinks. People are saying they're going to be 0-4 at the bye. Jay Gruden might be fired. This is going to get off the rails and ugly. Next week, they dominate the LA Rams in the trenches. And 2 weeks later, they beat one of the best teams in football, the Oakland Raiders. And now we've got them as a top 10 team. And I just think in general, we all need to slow our roll. This is the worst I've ever seen it. Not just power rankings for teams, but on not just Kirk Cousins who's in a contract year. Every quarterback,
Everything.
Every throw is a referendum. I was listening to a podcast, Moving the Sticks, yesterday, I love, with my guy Daniel Jeremiah, and they were talking about Derek Carr. And Bucky Brooks said something along the lines of, yeah, but Derek Carr didn't really look that good, and I've got questions about him. Derek Carr's been a really good quarterback for a couple seasons. He had a terrible game. You're allowed to, by the way. That happens. We act like the great quarterbacks ever, like John Elway, who people put on a pedestal, never had a bad game when they had mediocre numbers for 5 years on end.
Yeah, lots of bad games.
We act like if you are, like Peyton Manning didn't, or Johnny Unitas didn't, now it's different. Plus, in an industry where you study performance at a level we never did before, the critiques, the analysis, the play-by-play after-the-fact film available. You know, we got beat reporters that watch film on Tuesdays and live tweet what they're seeing. There's a radio host in town, former player, Chris Cooley, who critiques every play of every player, essentially, for an hour and change on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, he missed Josh Doctson twice, as if that's just gospel, because that's the report after he watched the film. As if Tom Brady didn't miss Brandon Cooks twice. You see what I'm saying?
Of course
so
I do.
We just care so much about every play, every game, and we love football, which is good, but we are just so reactionary.
Well, it's the way to get, you know, if your power rankings, hey, they remain unchanged week to week. You're not going to get anybody to click on that. You know what I mean? It's like, see who moved, see who changed. So that's a big part of it. And the fact that those power rankings are going to update every week. So I'm with you that the overreaction is kind of industry standard, but a lot of times we're confirming previous suspicions or hypotheses. So when I, after week one, when the Redskins didn't play real well, I go, this is what I was worried about. I thought they'd be this way. Now, when they do the opposite 2 weeks later, I'm going, I got to revisit my expectations. So I see your point, and I would agree, obviously, in large part, but offer a couple caveats. So anyway, I've got the rankings in front of me now. I appreciate the internet deciding to comply. Just trying to use my computer here at work. What a selfish thing that I'm doing. The Kansas City Chiefs are number one. And that's dead right to me. That is 100% correct.
They were number one in my power rankings last week.
They are, to date, they have played the best of anybody.
Where did you have them last week?
I had them at two last week because I still gave, I did that college football thing where Pittsburgh was my preseason number one and they hadn't lost yet. Well, that's going to change.
You had the Steelers.
I had the Steelers number one.
Who lost to the Bears this weekend.
Yeah, and they don't get to be number one anymore. Kansas City has earned that right. Everything about a team that you would want, with the exception of the, it's the fourth quarter. You got a quarterback that's going to lead you on a great drive. downfield passing type thing. They don't need it. They haven't needed it just yet.
Why wouldn't you have had the Falcons higher then if you're doing the preseason college football bit who were in the Super Bowl last year and haven't lost yet?
Because I thought they'd have a hangover. The Super Bowl hangover that's bitten so many thousands of teams in the history of the Super Bowl because there haven't been thousands, but you get the point of the dude's story. Kansas City, to me, has been perfect. They are, their offense is brilliant. It's so many different bits of misdirection and fakes, and they've got speed. They don't throw the ball downfield, really. They don't need to.
A little bit more this year than in the past. Still never going to major in that, but they have designed the perfect offense for Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Spread in college at Utah looks almost similar now. Andy Reid orchestrating offenses has been brilliant in this league for 15 years and doesn't really get the credit because he hasn't won a Super Bowl and hasn't had a ton of playoff success. But from an offensive mind, just straight paradigm of designing, scheming teams up, he carves people for 450 yards a week and just thoroughly impressive.
Justin Houston, early defensive player of the year candidate, destroying people.
They got the Falcons listed second at 3-0, NFC rep in the Super Bowl last year. I got no problem with that.
Nor I. They played well.
And they've actually got a couple decent wins on the ledger now.
Mm-hmm.
Beating Detroit, even though they barely survived the Lions. They overcame three interceptions for Matt Ryan to finish second in the power rankings this week. The Patriots lost week one to the Chiefs, but if they are number one, there's not a whole lot of concern about losing to the best team in football when you bounce back the way they have against inferior opponents the last 2 weeks. They had to survive the Texans, though, or else they wouldn't be in the top five. They've got the Lions and the Titans 4-5. Here's maybe the big picture point with the Redskins being seventh. Maybe they just aren't great teams in football right now. Because I see this and I say, well, the Lions shouldn't be four. There's no way they're the fourth best team in the NFL. And then I look at the Titans and I think, the Titans shouldn't be fifth. There's no way they're the best team. Move them down. Then I see the Eagles are sixth, and I think, no chance. Move them down. The Redskins are seventh. Well, who are you moving up?
Yeah, who are you moving up?
If you're moving everybody down, the Raiders are eighth, who just played the worst week three game of any team, arguably.
I instinctively would say you've got to move Denver and Dallas up, but I just watched Denver lay an absolute omelet in Buffalo.
Yeah, they were bad.
It was terrible.
Now, the Cowboys are a week removed from doing the same thing against the aforementioned Broncos.
Exactly. So, okay, they're 11-12. I guess that makes sense. Pittsburgh just finished, again, just making a five-egg omelet with no toppings, no flavor in Chicago.
Here's how the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Broncos have hurt themselves, and I think here's how these NFL rankings are working for NFL.com. Their power rankings are based on, like, what did your best look like? What did your worst look like? The Steelers have a worse loss right now. You know, think about college basketball. What's your worst loss? What's your best win kind of thing? The Steelers have a worse loss to the Bears this weekend. The Cowboys have a loss where they look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos have a loss where they looked really bad. The Packers have a loss where they didn't look good. The Redskins don't. The Redskins' loss was in a game where they didn't play well, but it was right there for them to take at the end of the game against a team that NFL
we now
Network
know
is,
pretty good.
Is saying is the sixth best in football. But I got to tell you, Danny, if we're asking people, and in a poll, and I'm going to post this at Grant H. Paulson, and I'll turn into Grant Paulson for a second.
Yes, you will.
Reactionary or realistic, the Redskins ranking seventh on the NFL power rankings? Reactionary. They are not the seventh best team in football right now.
Because
that's crazy.
Your usual suspects, though, given that it's this early. Now, this will play out properly, and some of the normal folks that we're used to seeing up higher. Seattle is 1-2. They start slow again. I don't know if they recover this time, but they figured out a way to pull smoke out of the you-know-where in years past. Tampa Bay, a team I thought was going to make a whole bunch of noise, looked awful this past weekend. Carolina's 2-1. Baltimore's 2-1. They were both 2-0 coming into the weekend. Well, you saw what happened to Baltimore. They looked embarrassingly bad. It looked like the worst team in the league this past week. Same thing with Carolina. Their offense is reprehensibly terrible. At the greatest possible matchup, they got to play New Orleans at home. That should be a double guns Monday down in there in Carolina. Everyone should be thrilled because you got 100 yards. You got a touchdown. Jonathan Stewart, get 5 yards a pop. They couldn't manage a loud clap. So who do you move up? There's nobody.
I think my thesis then is that there just aren't really good teams in the NFL right now other than probably the Chiefs and the Raiders who the Redskins just beat. And the Chiefs, who they play this week, and the Falcons and the Patriots. I mean, there are less than five teams. Like, if you had to bet right now on who's going to play in the Super Bowl, you'd say New England, Atlanta. You'd say Kansas City, Green Bay, maybe. Do you really think the Lions can get to a Super Bowl? Do you really think the Titans are going to get to a Super Bowl?
Minnesota's a nice deal, but come on. Are we doing the Sam Bradford, Case Keenum? Let's take a team to the bowl?
Vikings, by the way, behind the Redskins. That's a team that could be ahead of the Redskins.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right to me.
I actually think ESPN.com's rankings, where Washington is 14th, are better than the NFL.com rankings. So we'll look at theirs. We're going to give you our top five power rankings on Grant and Danny at 12:45 today. But next, your calls, 800-636-1067. Redskins, the seventh best team in football. Reactionary after a Sunday night win going into a Monday night game, or realistic?
I like saving money. I like it an awful lot. I also like increasing the value of my home. I like that an awful lot. I also like having a set of windows and a brand new door that look better than their predecessors. I got all that done because I called Window Nation. And GP, now is the time. A great sale taking place at Window Nation.
Buy two windows, get two windows. There is no maximum. If you bought 10, you would get 10. That is the way it's going to work. And a deal that doesn't stop there. 0% interest paid for 18 months. Don't get wait. A lot of people are waiting until the cold weather arrives to winterize their home.
Don't do it.
When it gets busy and the prices go up. It's ridiculous. Do it right now. Call today. Let them help you score big savings at Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. That's windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. I did it. Danny did it. Our bills are lower. Our homes are prettier.
866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Like Grant said, tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.